Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam. The situation in New York City is getting worse. There's violence and lawlessness. And this is happening as the city officials are trying to disenfranchise American voters. That is correct. You heard that correctly. The New York City officials are trying to disenfranchise American voters. I'll explain how that is being done. But before I get to that, let me talk about the crime situation in New York. Then I'll talk about the migrants, and then I'll tell you how American voters are being impacted by some of the efforts of the city officials. On Monday night, there was a deadly shooting that resulted in the death of a New York Police Department officer. This is tragic. This is tragic. The residents in New York City are not safe. There's growing crime, and the criminals are not only hurting the general public, but they are also attacking members of the law enforcement community. And the arrival of the illegal immigrants made the situation worse. The rule of law is being diminished in New York City. According to Mayor Eric Adams, there are repeat offenders, people who keep committing crimes over and over again. A New York Police Department officer was killed in Queens, a tragic death. And the suspect, who is accused of killing Officer Jonathan Diller, has reportedly been arrested 21 times previously. And then there was another death that happened. A man was pushed onto the subway tracks in East Harlem. Reportedly, a Bronx man was charged in this case that resulted in the death of a subway rider. And based on news reports, this individual who has been arrested in this case, that individual has a history of arrests. So Mayor Eric Adams is talking about recidivism. People who commit crimes get arrested, and then they commit crimes again. Offenders who are arrested and they go to jail, and then they come out and they commit crimes again. And they may get arrested again, and they may find their way back onto the streets again. The justice system clearly is not working in New York. There's something that's not working properly. People commit crimes one after another. And so how are these individuals allowed to be back on the streets again? If somebody is being arrested for committing crimes over and over and all over again, why are these individuals allowed to be back on the streets? These are repeat offenders. If someone has a long history of arrests, how are these people back on the streets? And as I said, on Monday night, a New York Police Department officer was killed. My friends, I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, I support the men and women of law enforcement. I want to see a justice system that works. I want the men and women of law enforcement to have the resources that they need to combat crimes. I support the men and women of law enforcement, and I want the police departments to have the resources that they need to fight crimes. And I want to see a justice system that works. Clearly, in New York, the justice system is not working. The average American does not feel safe in New York City. And as the news of all these tragic incidents spread, more and more people are going to be worried about living in New York City. Many tourists will be worried about visiting New York City. It's quite natural. We all want to be safe. So if we find out that a city is suffering because of widespread crimes, then people will definitely be worried about visiting that city. And that's what's happening in New York. New York City used to be a glamorous city, a city of opportunity, a city where many people arrived with hopes and dreams of prosperity. And many still do. Many people still go to New York hoping to be successful, looking for opportunity, looking for prosperity. But times have changed. The challenges in New York seem to be greater than the opportunities. And this is happening because of poor governance. There are many challenges in New York. Look at what the city is doing right now. Reportedly, New York City officials have started handing out prepaid debit cards to migrant families. The city officials in New York are creating a bigger bureaucracy as they work to hand out prepaid debit cards to the migrants. Reportedly, a family of four, which means two adults and two children under five, a family of four will receive approximately $350 per week. And as I mentioned previously, you know, I may have talked about it in one of my podcast episode, or perhaps I mentioned it during one of my live stream videos on YouTube, but I know that I have talked about it previously. I mentioned that I saw news report that these families, those who are getting these prepaid debit cards, they'll be required to sign an affidavit confirming that they will use the card to pay for food and baby supplies. Now, requiring migrants to sign an affidavit, I mean, just think about it. The migrants, these are individuals who have violated our nation's immigration laws. They have crossed the border and they have entered illegally. So how can they be trusted to abide by the words in an affidavit? When a person crossed the southern border and entered the United States illegally, that person violated our nation's immigration laws. And affidavits are for law-abiding individuals, not for illegal immigrants. This is what poor governance looks like. And let me just repeat once again. I don't think that tax dollars should be used to provide housing and other services to the migrants. I oppose the use of tax dollars to provide services to the migrants. No, American tax dollars should not be used to provide services to the migrants. But in New York, this is happening. Our tax dollars are being used to provide a variety of services to the migrants. And so clearly, the New York City officials don't understand the priorities. The New York City officials are focusing more on illegal immigrants and not on citizens. And let me give you another example. This is something else that's happening in New York City. The city tried to give non-citizens the right to vote in city elections. The city of New York officials, they tried to give non-citizens the right to vote in city elections. Now, non-citizens can mean legal non-citizens. Legal non-citizens are those, for example, those who have green cards. So individuals who are here in the United States legally, but they are not U.S. citizens. So let's not forget, my friends, the right to vote is only for American citizens, not non-citizens. Illegal immigrants should never have the right to vote. And legal non-citizens, for example, green card holders, should also not have the right to vote. Because voting right is only for American citizens. Only American citizens, natural-born citizens and naturalized citizens. Only American citizens have the right to vote. So if there's a green card holder, that person should not be allowed to vote. And at some point, the green card holder may successfully pursue citizenship, and the person can vote after becoming a U.S. citizen, but not before becoming a U.S. citizen. So what the New York City officials, they tried to do is that they tried to give non-citizens the right to vote in city elections. The city council voted to approve a law to allow non-citizens to vote in New York City elections. But a court found that the law violates the state constitution. And now the city of New York is appealing that ruling. Previously, the Appellate Division of the Second Judicial Department in New York. Okay? So a court found, the Appellate Division for the Second Judicial Department in New York found that the law is unconstitutional. And now New York City Council is appealing to the state's highest court in support of the law that it passed. The liberal politicians in New York City are trying to grant voting rights to hundreds of thousands of non-citizens. The city leaders want to allow hundreds of thousands of non-citizens the right, they want to give hundreds of thousands of non-citizens the right to vote in city election, which includes election for mayor and city council. This is craziness. This does not make any sense. And it's very obvious. It's very obvious that voting rights are for U.S. citizens only. So why are New York City politicians trying to grant voting rights to non-citizens? And here's some more shocking information. The law that the city council passed, it would allow lawful permanent residents to vote in city elections if they have been city residents for at least 30 days. It would also allow a person who is authorized to work in the United States and has been a city resident for 30 days to vote. Okay, so a person who is authorized to work in the U.S. and has been a New York City resident for at least 30 days would be allowed to vote if this law is enforced. Vote in city election. Think about it. Any person authorized to work in the U.S., this means those who are in the DACA category, which is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, they would also become eligible to vote in New York City elections. And now the question is, what about all these migrants who are in New York City? If the government grants work authorization to the migrants, will they be also allowed to vote in city elections in New York City? Now, let me just say, as of now, this law is considered unconstitutional, and that's why the New York City officials, the city council, the city council is appealing that ruling. So I don't know what's going to happen going forward, but this is what the New York City liberals are trying to do. They are trying to grant voting rights to non-citizens so that non-citizens can vote in city elections. Non-citizens would mean people who are lawful permanent residents. It would mean somebody who is authorized to work in the U.S. And of course, according to the law, the person has to be a city resident for at least 30 days. But this now raises the question, if the migrants get work permits, will they be also allowed to vote in city elections in New York? The devil's in the details, as it is said. It seems that the liberal politicians in New York, they have a plan to consolidate their power by disenfranchising American voters. The more the New York City liberals give powers to the non-citizens and migrants when it comes to voting rights, the less power the American citizens will have, because the right to vote is for American citizens only. And a vote is a voice. By voting, American citizens, they are using their voice. They are using their constitutional rights to cast a ballot to select leaders for elected offices. But if hundreds of thousands of non-citizens are allowed to vote in New York City elections, that means that the voting power of the American citizens will be decreased significantly. So what the New York City liberals are trying to do is they are trying to disenfranchise American citizen voters. My friends, share with me your thoughts. Go to my website, tossifanam.net. If you want to send me an email, you can send me an email. My email address is tossif@tossifanam.net. You will also find me on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, on X, formerly known as Twitter, and also on Truth Social. So thank you for continuing to listen to my podcast. Share with me your thoughts, and I'll be back again soon with a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam.